Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having an absolutely amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm super excited about this topic because it's something that truly, truly changed my life. And today we are going to have a quick solo about how to let go. I remember a few years ago, I went to a yoga studio and they had a yin yoga class and I never heard about it before. And so I was going there, you know, like curious and like looking around the people. And I went after work and so it was already night. And when I walk into the class, you know, there were like essential oils and preparing mats on the floor. We sat on the floor, they put the music, and then the teacher said one thing that I will never forget and that really changed everything for me. The teacher said, "Now just for the next 60 minutes, anything that weighs you down, take it, put it on the side of the mat. Leave it there, and then after the class, you can pick it up again." Back then, the first thought that came in my mind was a thought of my ex-husband. And that moment, I was terrified. I realized that what was really, really weighing me down was someone who I was supposed to spend the rest of my life with. Because of course, when you go into the relationships, usually you don't go into the relationship with the thinking, "Oh, I'll be there just for a week, two, I will see how it feels." You go there because you truly believe that you two are supposed to be together. And I knew my ex-husband for 17 years. We grew up very close in the next city. And when I married him, I think it was, you know, because I felt such a close connection, we got married here in the United States. And when I realized that what was really weighing me down was him, it was really very eye-opening. And in that moment, I asked myself, what else? What else is weighing me down? What else I'm not admitting to myself? What else I can let go of? Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/bestrongminded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show. Because very often we stay in the situations that don't feel good just because we are so scared of the change. We are so scared of what other people will think. We are so scared to be judged. We are scared to be alone, to be in the place that we feel that we don't belong, that we are isolated. And that's one of our human needs. We have this feeling, this need for belonging, to not being alone. And it's really fascinating when you think about it, when you look at your life and when you step back and ask yourself, what can I let go of? What is really, really, really heavy on me? Is it a person? Is it a job? Is it the way you think about yourself? Because let me tell you, my worst critic was usually myself. So really letting go of the things and the stories that we are creating in our head, it's very, very relieving. So today, I just wanted to ask you, what can you let go of? What can you leave on the side? And pick it up later if you want, because most probably you won't want to pick it up. Because once you experience this freedom of letting go of the fear what other people think, of how other people look at us, fear of failing or fear of success, fear of life being hard, whatever it is for you, pick one thing and start slowly releasing it. Start slowly letting it go. And you can do it with a meditation. Like I love doing shower meditation. When you just sit down, close your eyes, let the water fall on you. And now just feel as the water, it's washing down all of the limiting beliefs, all of the fears, all of the things that weigh you down. Let it go. Let it go and really surrender. Last year was a huge year for me. Last year was a really year that I surrendered, that I let go, that I trusted. And that's the year when everything changed for me. Everything turned around because I let go of anything. First of all, that was weighing me down. And second of all, that really didn't align with who I really am, with my core values. So let me know, what are you going to be letting go of? I would love to hear from you. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strong.minded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.